Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Great call.
What might be right for you may not be right for some.
Alan Thicke, sir.
Is that him singing?
Yeah. What year with Different Strokes? Doug, I'm going to go 78 through 85.
That sounds about right.
Can you name the maids on Different Strokes?
The maids? Yep. Oh, I didn't watch this.
Mrs. Garrett, Adelaide,
and Sue.
Pearl
got in there.
And then he married Dixie Carter, and she brought along that cute little Danny Cooksey.
Okay. And that's when you knew the show was about to end its run.
Right. Anytime the kid with the bowl cut shows up, that's the sign.
Did you watch every show that was ever on?
Yeah, Tim did.
Right. Show prep, bro.
He knew he was going to be one of the preeminent talk show hosts, and he was doing research even at a young age. Good for you, Tim. I don't think that's something you need to apologize for. This damn...
I mean, sometimes you got outside the house and you do things outside the crib.
Yeah, I played wiffle ball next door at the D'Angelo's house and then went down to St. Gabriel's and played fuzzball in the schoolyard.
Did you?
Yep. It's a neighborhood then. It was a neighborhood
then. His dad would slip everyone a couple of bucks to let him win. That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Timmy, good job in fuzzball. I heard you won every game today. Thanks, Dad.
That's right.
Now the rest of the boys are off to the confectionery.
Doug, Mike Francesa had Eddie Coleman on his program yesterday. And
this EC.
Okay.
He's got a bad bullpen.
He has a bad bullpen.
And he doesn't know where to go.
And I didn't realize it was so bad until I watched this series. It's not a good bullpen.
He doesn't know where to go. I mean, Giles already has a two-inning save and a five-out save, and he was going to ask him to get another two-inning save last night.
Yeah.
This is not
Rivera. And he thinks Davinsky's going to get guys out. He's not.
And
he's not going to get anybody out.
He's had a tough finish. Here's the thing that
I thought Gregerson was good. Why doesn't he use Gregerson?
Well, Gregerson got the final charge. This, and you mentioned this before. If you use Liriano in that inning, you know, you can turn
Headley around.
Right-handed hitter.
Not as good a hitter.
Then
you got lefties twice.
Right. You got lefties twice. You could, or you could go to Gardner, and then you could bring in Gregerson for Judge if you wanted to.
I'll even pitch around Judge just to get Petey out.
That's fine, too. You could do that, absolutely.
There's two guys with the same voice.
Sound identical. And you kept talking over him.
And then there was...
You would not let him finish a sentence.
And there was loud crowd noise in the background, too.
They're doing a remote.
They might be having a book tour or something.
Well, I assume he goes up near Yankee Stadium.
Probably.
I've been to Yankee Stadium. I haven't been to the new one, actually. But is there like cocktail lounges and all that? Do people hang out around Yankee Stadium, Kent?
There's all these like little bars still around that ballpark.
Yeah.
But it's not like I'm seeing where they're at.
I know. Because you literally take the subway and you get right off. Like at the old one, it was right in right field. I don't know how the setup is now. But looking around, it didn't seem like a place that you want to necessarily hang out around.
A couple little places that you can't need to do that.
Do they have like a place where you can ride a bull?
They have. It's really weird because they have one place that serves Kung Pao chicken and the other sells General Tso's.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, if you're not driving...
If that answers your question,
Tim, mm-hmm.
I think it'd be easy just to get on the subway and go back down to Manhattan where there might be a little bit better bar scene.
Depends. If you just want a little something to nosh on, you get your General Tso's.
I like that nosh. I like that a lot. Well, we recommend you come by and nosh on Friday afternoon or maybe even this Thursday afternoon at Kirkwood Brewhouse. Take a look at this patio, Doug. Oh, and the weather, phenomenal. Come on by and enjoy a taste. Look, I wonder if we could go over there. The taps are right there. You think we could just roll out there and pour ourselves a taste, Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After?
We should bring our own stein.
You want me to go check?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I do.
If anybody could come off the street.
What, you think those taps are open now?
Yep.
And
we'll just have a little taste, and we'll just have a little nip.
Probably not.
I just, Iggy's going to go take a smoke break. He's just, well, I'm out here. I'm gonna...
You can see what I'm doing. I'm walking around.
Okay, calm down.
Iggy's mad at me because I've been going after
you know, Lady Gaga. Yeah, you're really going after the Lady Gaga thing. I'm almost uncomfortable with it. I mean, I'm uncomfortable with how into Lady Gaga he is, but then I'm even more uncomfortable with how upset he gets when you bring up the lip syncing or whatever else is going on.
Yeah, he didn't care for that.
The percentage really alarmed me.
Check it out. Oh, he just made himself a little.
Got a glass.
Looks like he's going with a Citropolis, Doug. He's
holding it under the.
Something just shot out at him, man. Looked like Chasey Lane in that Peter North scene.
Is he getting the beer? It's not open. They don't leave tabs open. Help yourself, folks.
I have to text like my business partner. One. I think he did. That's probably.
Is that true?
Yeah, we better.
I think he just got himself some suds.
See. Can't see his glass. He's walking back here.
We're going to play different strokes while we wait for him.
He has a beer.
He's full of beer.
Just poured himself a beer.
I'm going to text Stoles.
And he's having a smoke.
He's got himself dug. It looks like he's got a pint.
He would do that.
He's got a pint and a dart now.
He does.
Enjoy yourself, Iggy. That's awesome.
Doug Kirkwood Brewhouse is Kirkwood Brewhouse because you can come by anytime and pour yourself a beer.
Apparently so.
That's awesome.
Well, he's enjoying it now.
Because I got text Stoles.
He's outside on the patio with a cigarette and a full beer.
I thought there was no way in, what do you say, HE double hockey stuff.
That's what you say. That's what you say because kids are in the car.
Well. Yeah, might need to tighten that up a little bit.
Tim, your day's profits just went right down.
Right, that's right. That's right.
Right down Iggy's gullet.
No, no old Morrison membership anymore.
Oh, well, good for him.
That's bizarre.
Bizarre.
Well, they'll have to lock that down.
Yeah.
Have they been having big crowds here?
We've had some great weather. I mean, you know, it's a bad beat when the thing you're hoping for it to be ready in April, and then there's some things that take place that cause it to be delayed that are out of your control. What are you going to do? You know what you do? You grind.
Yeah.
And then it got ready here, first week of October, but we've had some really good weather. And it's just nice to just be able to just hang out, and you got two TVs right there and the taps right there, and just kind of pony up and see what the word is.
You just pony up.
Yeah, I mean, like Jake, who likes my beard, and what was that girl's name, Doug?
Felicia.
I don't know that he even said the girl's name, did he?
It was like a unique name, I remember. Right.
It wasn't Monique Modiga, was it?
Ooh. Yeah. I think it might have been.
Could have been.
We're just ponied up. A little Wednesday afternoon cocktail.
I think he left the beer outside.
By Monique Medina.
Well, I'm not going to drink it.
Why?
What'd you pour yourself?
OZA-OH, something like that. I don't know.
Not heard of that one.
Neither have I. I haven't heard of any of those.
How was it?
A little dark for me.
A little dark for you.
Are you surprised as I was that, lo and behold, you're perfectly within your rights to just grab a pull off one of the taps?
Well, it's not locked, but there's like a little bristle thing that is in every tap, and I didn't know that. And as soon as I pulled it, it sprayed all over me. And then I took that out, and then it poured. So
Plowsy went, Tim was reading something. He wasn't able to jump in. Good for you, Plowsy.
So I would suggest locking him because now the millions that listen to the show know that they can just come out here at like 3 in the morning, pop by, and have a beer.
Yeah, it's probably not the best segment we've ever done.
So I apologize for letting that cat out of the bag.
What we're going to do, Doug, is we'll tend to it.
Okay, probably should.
That's all you can do. Guys, the Bronx is the Kirkwood of New York City. Thanks, that's from Timmy Tom Tom. Is that true?
I wouldn't say that.
What do you think is White Plains?
The Bronx is kind of a rough neighborhood, isn't it?
No, Yonkers. You're talking Yonkers.
Maybe the Village.
Think so?
The Bronx is not a tough
neighborhood? I have a friend that lives in a Village, and there's a lot of just like little neighborhood pubs down there.
Doug, I like that Hell's Kitchen. You know the bar I go to?
No.
The Snug?
Why do you go there?
I don't know. We wound up going there one time, and now anytime we're back there, we go to the Snug at Hell's Kitchen. I don't know why. I don't know why.
That's in Lower Manhattan? Is that where that is?
What's the cat that's on the west side?
I don't know. It's the west side, and I know it's not quite as hellish as it used to be.
All right.
Yeah, it's...
What made it hellish?
Well, there was a lot of poverty and a lot of crime, and and I think it's been gentrified, and now the more folks with a little cash have moved in and fixed some things up, I understand it. It's been a while. I've never been to the Snug, though I hear it's totes adorbs.
You'd enjoy.
There's a great movie about Hell's Kitchen. No, it's not a great. It's a great movie. It's not.
Well, now you're arguing with yourself. Just go with your premise.
Well, it's a great movie, but the premise isn't. There's Robert De Niro plays a priest in Hell's Kitchen, and there's these four kids that grew up together.
Jason Patrick.
I think he might have been one of them.
And Nick Markakis. No, was the other.
But all these kids, they got sent to like a juvenile home, and these guards raped them all, and then they grew up. And their whole, and Brad Pitt was in it too. Brad Pitt became the lawyer, and their whole life was spent trying to get back at these guards.
Was it called Sleepers?
I think it was, actually.
Yeah, I think you're
very
right.
Good movie. Good movie.
It was a good movie.
Yeah. Iggy, maybe you should apologize for doing it, not for sharing it with the listeners, you silly Tic Tac. Thanks, recaps.
Well, I kind of thought when I did it, you guys would have said on the air that, yes, Iggy's pouring a beer. So, well, then I didn't out it.
Joey Mullen was from Hell's Kitchen.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Said it was an area controlled by the Gambino crime family for a long time. Many of the people Mullen grew up with fell into gangs and drug use. Several died before turning 21.
You reading right now, bro?
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, Chris Mullen, St. John's,
different guy.
Not brought up in Hell's Kitchen. It just shows, you know, it is different strokes for different folks.
And that proves it right there.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for the delicious phone.
It's the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Gateway, the right way. Online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. It's Gateway Buick GMC at I-270 McDonald Boulevard. Online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Our family gets our cars there, and therefore we can easily recommend to you, the fine listeners of this program, that when the time comes to get a new car, to get a used car, or to get your car worked on, they have 38 service bays. It's Gateway Buick GMC, and they can pick you up, drop you off, the whole thing while it's getting worked up with their concierge service. It's second to none. It's Gateway Buick GMC, proud sponsor of this program. 6-7 years. We're so lucky to have these loyal sponsors, Doug. I don't know. I'm thankful. I don't have the dates, okay?
Yeah, we don't really need the dates.
But I think it says something. Hey, they've been with us for 6 years. It's not like, oh, you
just making the dates up?
Maybe. No, my memory's... on the numbers.
Okay.
Memory.
You questioning Tim's memory?
No. Of course not, Iggy.
Guy throws dates out every day that are correct.
Easy.
Four Seasons Penske Truck Captain's Log. Here's what we've got. Kelly Chase in a matter of moments.
He's going to kill me for not watching.
You still haven't watched Ice Guardians? It's going to be awkward for everybody.
You know, can you just say that Jim isn't here and new guy Pete? And then we'll see if that fools him.
Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Pete.
Just Pete.
Turn north.
Just goes by Pete. And that way I don't have to hear about the Ice Guardian. I do want to see it, and I will. Apparently, I do have Netflix, so I can watch it, or I will purchase it off iTunes and watch it on my phone. Well, I want to see it.
We'll just tell him today that you're Pete. We won't say anything else.
All right.
And when he appears, we'll say, Tim, Doug, and Pete are here right now. And we'll see if he recognizes that the voice is about the same as Jim Hayes.
Pete LeCocq.
Mm.
Son of Peter Marshall.
Peter Marshall, yeah. Kind of, for a big guy, didn't have a lot of power. Kind of a line drive.
Decent player. Got a few years out of this.
Who gets criticized more incessantly, Iggy on the text line or Mike Matheny in the regular season? Thanks. That's from Kevin's brother, Jack Demoff.
That's like a push.
I think it's
Iggy. Cut that off. It's like a push. I haven't been, you know what I've been doing? I've been trying to multitask.
Oh, yeah.
I've been deleting a lot of my photos because my memory is, it's too clogged. Right. And so I haven't been paying close enough attention to the text line, which I find to be a very important aspect of the show.
My phone is nothing at this point over the last 2 months but pictures of my son. It's just like all of the pictures.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works. And then when you're on your third or fourth kid, you'll take like no pictures.
So there's no pictures of Greg Vaughn.
Very few. There's very little photographic evidence that he even had a childhood. It's the first child syndrome as opposed to the second, third.
The good thing about that is that when you take them like that, you always have them. I'm old enough that we were using like Polaroid cameras back when I was a little kid. And then we had a flood in the basement, and all of the photos were gone.
That sucks.
It does suck. Now, with the new technology, you can always save them.
Doug, it's up in the cloud.
Right, unless that gets wiped out like Best Buy did to my computer.
Yeah, the one picture that was saved of me is me sitting on a potty training with a talking on the phone.
Terrific.
So your parents used this ruse of the big flood to explain why they never took pictures of you?
No, my mother took pictures. My dad was so excited that he got the Polaroid Instamatic. And back then, once you took it, you had this like brush that you had to dip into this like
ink
oil that you would put on the picture to make it shiny. Right. And my mother took thousands of pictures with that camera.
And lost them all.
Well, in the flood. Basement flooded and all the pictures were gone.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that are losing their pictures now because they make a mistake on the computer or on their phone or accidentally delete it.
There's no hard copies anymore. There's no hard copies.
Right. That's an ordeal. You got to take it somewhere to get hard copies made.
That's true.
Somewhat expensive.
You put it on a DVD or a CD and it's always saved.
Here's a pro tip for you, Tim. When your kid starts playing sports and they run that scam of making you buy team photos and stuff and first couple of years, you'll buy every size and key fobs. And you realize that, you know, he plays, you know, on four different teams. We're never going to even look at these pictures. So just get a couple of the trading cards, right? You don't have to get the whole package.
No, you don't.
I mean, you have three sons, so I can't imagine. You probably have
pictures of all that.
Right? Yep. You probably have 50 sets of each kid, right?
Pretty much.
And you don't even look at them because they're all kind of similar. Hey, here's Johnny with a bat.
Well, but better to have too many pictures than none.
Agreed. Hold on. That's your best point of the day. Good work, Doug.
Someone is going up and having a beer. Someone else is pouring themselves a beer.
Doug, you're right.
Hold on.
And she's jetting like the wind. Like she just went up, poured herself a taste. Got in the car, now it's getting it. No, the cat's running after.
She has a getaway truck.
That's shoplifting.
The cat's.
He caught her.
Who is it? It's like a young lady.
I don't know.
And she's laughing now that she's been caught.
Right.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
Gave her a fist bump.
That is a woman, right?
I thought it was Buck Swoper.
Could be either. Burn. Oh, she almost got away with the beer.
The cat just saved the day. No, we're like security for Kirkwood Brewhouse now.
Well, now we can't get
in. Holy moly.
That was close. That was close. Did she get
you
the
beer? Saved the day. Iggy thought that was Buck Swope, but I think it was a young lady.
It looked like Buck Swope, but it was a woman, about a 50-year-old woman. She said it was a joke. They were listening. So it was just a McDonald's cup. She never even took the lid off. But I want folks to know that I am anti-crime. I see crime committed against Kirkwood Brewhouse.
Right.
I will spring into action. Now, that was a harmless prank.
I bet that will happen every morning.
The cars are starting to queue up out there.
Tim, I'm not going to let people steal from that place. Theft.
Thank you.
She didn't have anything at all in the glass?
No, it was like a McDonald's Coke, like you have, you know, from your convenience store. It actually had the lid on. She was going through the motions for our benefit as a joke.
Okay.
But she was scared when she heard someone in hot pursuit.
Yeah, there was a getaway vehicle and everything. There was a driver. There was an accomplice.
Like a bank robbery.
How'd they know we would see them? That was well planned. That was meta.
It was. So meta.
Good thing I didn't taser. That's what we needed.
Could have turned out differently. Now, what would you have done if she'd actually had a full beer and said, no, I'm keeping this?
Citizen's arrest.
You would have yelled, citizen's arrest. Remember that Gomer Pyle episode? One of the best.
I would have said, excuse me, good citizen.
Yeah.
You just stole.
Come on, babe. Put the bag down.
Happens.
And now he works at the station.
That's right.
You would have done that to the 6 lady?
6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Absolutely.
You would have tasered her.
Absolutely. If someone is committing a crime against a place that is part of our business model, proper.
That would just be a misdemeanor. Certainly a misdemeanor to fill up a glass with a beer. I'm not sure that that's taser worthy.
I don't like you liberals that are always excusing crime.
Yeah, that's intent to distribute.
Yeah.
I don't know that it is.
I feel like I got to go put like $3 on the counter when I leave. Maybe I will, actually.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Well, I can tell you right now, no one's going to try to steal a beer. Not on our watch.
No.
Not on our watch.
Eyes are on them. Eyes are on them.
Yep.
All eyes on me. You know who that is? Anybody? Nurse?
No.
Nurse?
All right, so don't forget Pete.
Yeah, Chase isn't answering. I'm in this weird spot. I hate when this happens. Like, I want to get into some stuff, but I know we have a guest coming, so then it's like, I don't want to fire my bullet if I'm not going to be able to shoot my entire load. You know what I mean?
Gee, many Christmas. I don't like the phraseology.
So.
Yeah, just go with your gut, because you're the best, you know?
My gut is we'll have Chase on, and then I start getting into something, and then it's like, oh, we'll get back into it coming up. Hope you stick around. But Doug, the listeners,
going to something minor that, like, hey, Doug, where's a great place to buy a nice pant? There you go.
This British news anchor doesn't care about the royal baby announcement.
Okay. That's big.
We can veer right out of this because we don't really care.
Yeah. You got to leave her to hit.
Got this coming in from Kensington Palace, some news we just got. Their Royal Highnesses, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, are delighted to confirm they are expecting a baby in April. Now, bearing in mind they announced that she was pregnant back in September, and it was thought she was around 2-3 months pregnant. I'm not sure how much news this really is. But anyway, it's April. So clear your diaries, get the time booked off, because that's what I'm doing. And, well, anyway, that news just coming in from Kensington Palace. You're watching Afternoon Live.
He was embarrassed to have to read it.
You know what happened? His guest didn't show up, and he was just filling.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm with him. I think we make a little too much about that whole deal over there. A little too much.
You're watching Afternoon Live.
Kind of fairy tale news, isn't it? The prince and princess of nothing, really.
Back in the old days, if you got married and your wife couldn't get you a child and you're the king, you just chopped her head off. That's what Henry VIII did.
Chopped his wife's heads off?
Yeah. If they couldn't bear children, he would come up with some excuse and chop their heads off. Well, two of his five,
he couldn't just divorce them?
No, back in those days, you couldn't.
You couldn't divorce, so it's easier to chop their heads off.
The Pope wouldn't allow for divorces.
But he was cool with the beheadings?
Isn't that why they started the Anglican Church? Am I right on that?
You're correct, yes.
No, the Anglican Church was formed after the many years of warring between the Kung Pao faction and the General Tsao's.
Well, totally opposite ends of the earth.
And the Anglican Church was an outreach program trying to make sure that that didn't happen in that part of the world.
I believe he started the Church of England, which was he tried to have a total different religion from what the Pope was trying to do. And all started to stem from him not getting the divorce that he wanted from his first wife, who was, I think, from Spain, I think.
Guys, is that how Iggy justifies killing all those hookers? Because the king used to do it. Thanks. Fred Astire.
If Henry VIII can do it, I can do it.
Fred Astire. Injun Joe's Cave Ride texting in to say that Mike Lee is calling him and furious with Iggy.
Mm. Look what you've done, Iggy.
Who is that?
Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Yeah.
Henry VIII, Iggy the First. Mm. Iggy, there's not another one like you. God bless you, sir.
I didn't mean to start a feud.
I know you didn't. But I still think that deep down you're thinking there could be a chance for romance, even though you don't want to put the pressure on the young lady. So you're saying all the right things. But everyone hopes for romance on a first date.
No, I don't. I haven't hoped for romance forever.
Why is that, baby? Why is that?
I really don't care.
Mm.
You don't want romance in your life?
Don't need it. I'm content. I have Pornhub.
Let me ask you this. If you were sitting there with Gaga, right, and you said, Lady Gaga, I don't need romance. I don't need love in my life. What do you think she would say to you? Because she's a loving person. She would probably say,
I need bad romance.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Don't ask questions about somebody you know nothing about.
Wait, so you're saying
her big hit song.
Well, but because you gave me a glib answer, so she's pretty shallow. Here's what you're saying. No, she's a caring person. You think she'd be happy with that answer? Or would she help you? Would she help you navigate these troubled waters?
I'm not troubled. I don't believe that I would even bring up my romance.
I didn't ask you. I said, what do you think if you did, she would say to you?
I have no clue. I would never bring that up. Lady Gaga, I'm so lonely. I can't find romance. What do I do?
Nobody wants to have sex with me now!
I think she would probably start moving her lips, but a recorded message would play in the background. Oh, she would try to sync up.
I'm trying to have a cathartic moment here until Kelly Chase calls in.
Go ahead, Doug. Throw out a meat dress comment. Haven't had that one today yet.
If you said to her, if she said, Iggy, are you dating anyone? Look, I'm not interested in that. I've had some bad experiences. So I sort of
I haven't had any bad experiences.
Well, what made you shut down your heart?
God, I enjoy being by myself. I enjoy not having some broad nagging me on the couch to go do this, go do that. I enjoy that.
Well, what? Maybe she wouldn't nag you. Maybe she would complete you.
And you never,
I'm
never
complete
been,
enough.
Never have been married at any point in your life?
No, Doug.
Get close?
Once, yeah.
Really?
I've already told a story. I'm about to say again.
I don't remember it.
Nebraska.
Tommy Osborne.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Osborne. You may have noticed that our football program has turned to a steaming pile. Hickey, it works out. Like, Doug had shut his heart off, and then he went to Mexico, and he made a friend, Victor, and to this day...
Worked. That's not how it worked at all. I have no interest in Victor, none whatsoever.
Yeah, but he's your friend. Doug's romance for a while. Yeah.
He's not even a friend. He's simply a guy who worked at the resort. That's all that it was. He was all over the resort. He was on stage. He was at the pool.
But you enjoyed him.
He was everywhere.
But you enjoyed his company.
I didn't have company with him. No, I saw him. I listened to him talk and explain things. That's all there was.
I just never heard anybody.
Now, what if you had made a decision not to listen to Victor? Your life wouldn't be as fulfilled as it is now. It's a cautionary tale for others. Thank you, Doug.
I wouldn't say that he's been a huge influence in my life.
Well, you bring him up quite a bit.
I never bring him up, no.
Someone brings him up, Monty. Might be me.
Could be.
Or the texters.
No, we haven't even stayed in touch. It might be come as a surprise to you.
And you regret that.
It's been like 2.5 years since I was there, and still no communication at all.
And that hurts.
It doesn't hurt at all, no. Because he wouldn't know me from Adam. I was just a face in the crowd tourist. That's all I was.
Oh, I beg to differ. Those EC coordinators, they remember their guest.
Yeah. And he called you Big D.
He didn't call me anything. Never called me anything.
Hey.
Doug, for decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory. By taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price, just $2 a blade, compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. Harry's razors include everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer, fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL. Guys, Mr. Hayes is on fire. That's from the MICDS 7th grader. Mm. We have a 7th grader at Country Day. Listen to this thing. Doug Mary Institute.
I wouldn't think so. I think they're in class right now.
I wonder if classes should stream our show.
No, they don't. No, I wouldn't think so. Certainly not there.
They're probably teaching a class over there on radio excellence, and that's what they're doing today.
I don't think they encourage a lot of the MICDS students to go into radio. I just don't.
Can you imagine?
I don't think that's... How
go to Burroughs MICDS.
How disappointed
I want to get into radio.
No.
I think you're having a big show, Big D.
Big D.
No, I'm just sitting here. That's pretty much all I'm doing.
Guys, we do stream it at Immaculata. Thanks.
They don't.
That's from Patrick at Immaculata.
They don't.
Our show is very popular with old money.
I don't think it is.
General Tsao was also known for being very well hung, hence the Hung Dynasty, and popular amongst stepdads. That's from Sheriff Buford T. Lemming.
So dumb. That's why Chase isn't calling in. Right. He actually heard it, and he's like, nah, not today.
First-time listener said, you've got to be flipping kidding me.
Doug, Tom Ackerman went to MICDS. Thanks.
Did he?
That is true, actually.
It's a good school.
Well, yeah, but that's why you would not usually take going to MICDS and then go into something as awful as this industry.
Well, they don't call it that. They call it, and I know because I've spoken there, the conversational arts. That's a major you can have.
I don't think
and
so.
They focus on this because what we do is, like, for example, when a guest doesn't call in and we're killing time in that slot, not knowing what direction we can go into, we bring up things like conversational arts.
Joe Buck went there, too.
So now we're just Farm Boy says Chris Kerber went there.
My word.
Did he? I really didn't know that one. I knew about Tom and Joe.
I think he did. That's three of them. Three superstars in the broadcast world. All in my CDN.
Shows what we know.
Yeah.
Maybe St. Louis U High guys are in broadcasting outside of me.
They probably couldn't cut it at St. Louis U High.
Nice.
I wouldn't think. You're about the only one?
Dave Matter went to St. Louis U High.
Did he?
I stole their lunches one day after a golf tournament.
You stole the U Highs?
No, Country Day.
What were they?
Roast beef sandwiches. Prime rib sandwiches,
You remember
this? Yes, I remember, because they were just tremendous roast beef sandwiches.
This was at a high school golf tournament?
Yeah, they had their Country Day van, and they all had their names on their bags with Country Day, and we're hitting crow flights with raggedy bags and smiles in our ball because we only got one golf ball. Snobbity. So just a bunch of snobs killed us. So we were leaving. I saw their van. I opened it up and they had all their box lunches in there. I just took them all. Got suspended for one match and my dad found out and he actually went and wrote a check to Country Day to pay for all the lunches to.
Did you eat all the lunches?
I just passed them out to all of our players.
And they all ate them, didn't they?
Yeah, and then the coach said, "What are you guys eating back there?" Strode stole Country Day's lunches.
Doug Zipper Zeppa went to MICDS.
No, he didn't.
Is that right?
No, he went to Brother Rice High School in Cincinnati, Ohio, I believe. Or maybe Detroit. He worked in Cincinnati.
Larry Nickel and Big Al also went to MICDS. Is this true?
No,
these things?
They didn't. They did not. I would like to see their roster of graduates at John Burroughs and MICDS.
And how many got into brokering time on AM Sports Talk Radio in St.
Not
Louis
one of them. Not
and arguing with people on social media and message boards?
Not one had to get into this. Not one was so down on their luck that this is the avenue that they chose.
Doug, Steve Schlanger went to SLU, and so did George Michael from The Sports Machine. That is correct.
Right? Okay, there's
I don't know Steve, but I did before he, of course, George Michael died like 5 to 8 years ago?
I think so, yeah.
And I talked to him, and he was very, very kind and helpful.
He was a big deal in Washington, D.C. for a long time.
But he had a national show.
Yeah, he did. George Michael's Sports Machine.
That's right. And they had, like, reels in the background.
Right, and he would just hit the reel in the video.
And that was back before everyone had access to every video possible, so that was a big deal. You got to see stuff you weren't going to see anywhere else. That was before the heyday of ESPN and all that kind of malarkey.
Like, yeah, that was like 80s, right? 80s and 90s.
Rich from Maryland Heights went to MICDS. I can't imagine.
I don't think so. No. I just don't think he did.
Harry Carey went to Webster Groves.
Yeah, he did. He sure did.
Seamonster said he thinks there might be a time confusion with Chase because they're in Denver.
And he thinks that the time...
And he didn't realize that.
They might be mountaining. Yeah. But he said, Seamonster says, on the bright side, Keisha Gray is tweeting about having a random hookup right now at the airport. Well, I wonder if we can get her on.
She just went to the airport and
got
her
number, Iggy? I guess we follow each other on Twitter, so I guess I could DM her.
You think that really happens at the airport very often? A random hookup, you're sitting there waiting on a plane?
And this fascinates you, Doug?
I like kittens and bunnies.
Didn't we try to get her on, and isn't she the one who was having a Twitter war?
She's in a breakup right now with Year of the Ricky.
Yeah, that I talked to her agent.
DM her.
Yeah, I talked to her agent. He didn't want her. Wasn't that the one that he said, I don't want her going on radio because I want her to get off Twitter? She was having a war with another girl.
Is that who it was?
I don't have a clue. I turn all this stuff off as soon as I leave.
She was having a Twitter war with somebody. He told me that she's in a bad breakup.
Yeah, with Year of the Ricky.
So he didn't want her going on radio stations.
I'm going to try and get Pamela Morrison to call in. Doug, this is Paul.
Oh, hello, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hello, gentlemen. This is not Kelly Chase, and I was hoping to talk to you about the Blues games last night. Okay. Sounds like you need some information about the game.
Okay, sure. What do you got?
Doug didn't get a chance to watch.
I was painting some bedroom.
Painting one of his French girls again.
So the Blues played a game against the Blackhawks last night. In case you don't know, the Blackhawks are Arrival.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that?
Knew that. Yeah. Knew
Paul,
that.
Get, hit the hole, baby. The material's just not working.
Okay. Well, that I've actually had nothing substantive to say other than that they actually looked good last night. The Jake Allen had one of his better games of the year.
Right.
And
we did talk about that.
I was going to read the stat line. That's really all I was planning on doing.
Well, give us a few stats.
Well, in the first period, the Blues scored a goal. In the second period, the Blues scored two goals.
Did you just cut him off?
Yeah. And the phone shoot is a little... I was leaning back in my chair, very comfortable, playing on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I go, I got to get rid of this real quick. So I had to lean over and just drop it.
Okay. What do you got on Instagram?
Feel sorry for Paul.
You know, the Barstool smoke shows are good. You know, Steph Curry's tweeting out pictures of the Dubs. Yankees stuff from last night. I really am pulling for the Yankees. Who do you think most people in St. Louis are pulling for? Right now, the Dodgers. They then pull for the Dodgers in the World Series. I think people in St. Most people around the country, the Yankees just aren't liked, although this is a totally new breed.
Yeah, they're sort of underdogs this year.
And I'm sure some people are pulling for Houston for what that city has endured over
my
the last
My guess is Yankee fans, I'm sorry, Cardinal fans don't want to root for the Yankees based on the fact that the Yankees have more world championships than the Cardinals, and they don't want them to tack on another because I think most Cardinal fans feel over the next 12 years we'll probably get right there
probably
with the Yankees.
Reach them. Yeah. I would pull for Houston just because they're the one team left that has never won it.
I don't like what they did with the computer stuff. So I'm really
no, that's the Cardinals did that to them.
Disagree.
Yeah, if you look at the notes.
Isn't our owner from St. Louis, though?
Yes, he is.
You know him, Doug?
I don't know him. He probably went to MICDS, though.
And I also, I don't know why it's based on this show, which dominates our lives, even though we don't want it to. I can't root for McCann because of the argument we had with Charlie Marlowe where he said he was a superstar, and we still rage over this on Twitter, and he's hitting under 100 in the postseason, McCann.
I don't think he's a superstar. He's been a good catcher for a long time.
He hasn't hit above 244 in 4 years.
Mickey Mantle never hit above 244.
How can you be a superstar?
Well, I don't think he is. You'll have to ask Charlie then.
But we still fight like old women on...
Charlie thinks all the upsurge in home runs all about launch angle. You know, he's confused at some baseball things. He just doesn't get it.
You think Houston's in a tough spot now, though? You know, the Yankees win at home, not so much on the road. Will the Astros be able to make the necessary adjustment?
I'm pulling for the Yankees. If I had to put money down, though, I'd pick the Astros to win the series.
Not me.
Really? I want it to be the Yankees.
I should have taken that bet to win it all. Remember I said I was going to give you $100, and I never did.
I thought you wanted to. I bet $25 on them to win it all. I think it pays like $400. So, I mean, I suppose I'm invested in some capacity. But I thought you wanted to bet on the Yankees. Were you going to bet on them to win it all for real?
Yeah.
Or I thought you were going to bet on them just to win that playoff game against the Twins.
I was going to bet on them to win it all.
Yeah, I mean, they're 10 minutes into their playoff season in that play-in game against the Twins, and I'm like, yep, there goes $25. What are you going to do? And now here we are 2 weeks later, and they're one win away from going to the World Series. Yankees, Dodgers, yeah. I mean, what would be better for the network, you think? Yankees, Cubs is like the orgasm of,
yeah,
they have that. I don't see that. I think the Cubs are done this evening. Yeah, I think that wraps that up.
Yeah, they got to face Kershaw tonight.
Yeah, Kershaw 7-1 his last, 5-1 his last six postseasons. The only team you can't beat in the postseason is the Cardinals.
That Matt Adams got Kershaw. We talked about that.
What did he say about it? I do love that. Is one of my favorite.
I think a lot of Cardinal fans feel
that. Well, I mean, we've had so many great ones over the last 10 years, 12 years, if you want to go back and
look at 5. Matt Adams, who was a little chunkier back then, like 6 feet off the ground, didn't know he had that kind of ups. But I said, do you ever treat yourself and go back and look at that clip? And he said, I let him talk for a little bit. And he said, every once in a while when things aren't going well, he will. And he said he was in California buying sunglasses outside L.A., and he looks different now, but the lady behind the counter said, aren't you the guy that hit the home run off Kershaw? It just happened this offseason.
How about that? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, when we have a bad show, I go back and watch the Ariana Marie Foot Fetish Friday at Hot Shot South County, and just like that, I'm like, wow, yeah, I still do have it.
Put you in a better place?
You know what I do? I handle it differently. I immediately go to the other staff members and badmouth you, saying that you didn't give me a chance. to make some of the great jokes and get to some of my great material.
When I go back and listen to some of the shows, I think about cutting myself.
Oh, really?
You know,
Eminem does that.
You know, there's got to be some way out. It's what I tell myself.
If you ever
listen to some of the podcasts, I don't listen to it a lot, and this is why.
If you ever feel in a masochistic way, I'll crack you right in the chops if you want.
Will you?
If you want.
I'll let you know if I need that.
All right. And then, Tim, you could maybe get video and post it on the fan.
That'd be fun. People would love that.
Yeah, don't cut. That's not even something to joke about.
Well, Cubs suck. Tim is great. Thanks. 636.
Stop it.
Yeah, I think it's over tonight for what's the... let me go to my bookie. That could lead me to my bookie spot.
It's in Chicago, but I'll bet Kershaw's $1.60 to $1.70.
My right now, my bookie's where you can wager. I have people email me on a regular basis asking for the promo code. I have no problem answering that email. Radio is the promo code. It's my bookie, and that's the place to wager because they have a track record of paying and paying fast. My bookie, if you're looking to wager, and you got the Dodgers and the Cubs tonight. Doug, what do you think the number is?
I'll say it'll be close because Cubs are at home and Kershaw. I'll say like the Cubs by half a run. Is that the number you're
talking
about?
Well, in baseball, it's a money line. I mean, you can bet runs, but the main bet, like in football, it's points.
Right.
Although you can bet money line there. But in baseball, it's money line. The Dodgers are, I would have thought it would be a little less than this, but it's the Dodgers minus 165. So you got to bet 165 to win 100 bucks. If you bet the Dodgers, the Cubs are plus 140. So if you bet 100 on the Cubs, you win 140. That's the knowledge. Over-under is 7. And it is always important when betting a Cubs game, no matter what you're doing, to take a gander at the wins.
Right. What's the phone number here?
855-282-8255.
One more time, but like a man?
855-282-8255. Those are the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Doug online at theappliancediscounters.com.
And that spells Cub Talk?
Yep.
Both. Yeah, I'm just asking for no reason, not that someone may call in. What? I'm just saying for no reason. Got the phone numbers. It'd be nice to throw them out again.
Who's calling in?
Who do you think it is, Doug? I think it's Terry Pendleton.
No one.
Matt Holliday?
No.
Oh.
He's had a falling out with the show. I don't really know what that's about. We have pictures of him wearing the Lemming shirt.
Why do you say he's had a falling out of the show?
I did try to book him at some point, and he's like,
yeah, but I mean, that would mean like 98% of the athletes in St. Louis have had a falling out with the show.
Why? We're supportive.
They don't want to do it. I get it.
They're scared that
Doug,
they're
going to
be held
accountable. You don't want to do it. You're on it.
That's right. But Holliday was even walking the other way from us in spring training. He said, oh, there they are. And he turned rear and go the other way.
He should be thanking this show. I could have easily had a nice lawsuit.
Oh, when he slapped your hand.
Yeah, he could have broke my wrist.
I bet that hurt, too.
That was a ball for charity, too.
I know.
Good thing they're nice and limp.
That still hurt a little, does it?
MyBookie.ag, the promo code's radio. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie. That's a place to wager.
I don't do a lot of wagering on games.
What do you have tonight? Raiders, Chiefs. Raiders are getting 2.5. My action's on the Raiders. I think Amari Cooper is going to bust out. I'm tempted to trade him again on my team. He's been terrible, but I just feel like he's going to bust out all over your chest.
No.
I have all this stuff I want to get into, and now, I'm going to do it in the 9 o'clock hour, but then I can see Chase calling the 9 o'clock hour.
You missed a slot.
Yeah, but it's sponsored. Petromart, bro. Petromart.
Well, say it again, and then say Stephen Wildwood gave us all the details we needed.
He just said 98% is low.
I believe it was Paul that gave us the nice stat line.
All right, Paul, Steve, Pete.
Guys, Will Gear went to MICDS.
He did not.
No, that's funny.
True, I didn't know he was from St. Louis.
No, I think Vincent Price may have.
I thought he went to Webster. You know, he's the voice in Thriller. Pull that up.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. And how about this? Huh. Not only is Vincent Price a St. Louisan and his voice is the one in Thriller, but Michael Jackson's girlfriend, who Iggy, I think you're friends with, is from St. Louis.
Girlfriend?
In that video.
Oh.
What's her name? Like Ola Ray?
Ola Ray.
Was that Ola Ray?
I don't know.
Playmate in 84, I want to say.
And you know her?
I don't know her, no.
I thought you said...
I've interviewed her, but I don't know her.
Oh, hi, Iggy. Ola Ray.
She was Michael Jackson's girlfriend in the Thriller video, and she also was from St. Louis. Michael Jackson was from Gary, Indiana. Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary.
Louisiana, Paris, France, New York, or Spain.
Oh, look, we're camping.
Is the thrower video, but in 13 minutes, I'm not for sure where the guy's voice comes into play.
Put it in the middle.
Just play it. Just play it. We got 13 minutes.
BJ's will call it.
If he does, keep playing this behind him.
Can you fast forward just a wee bit?
Honestly, we're out of gas.
Wow. How did we not know?
What are we going to do now?
There's all right.
What are they doing? Walking? Or they...
Looking for gas.
I'm looking for gas.
Sorry, I didn't believe you.
Now, is that Mike or is that Ola?
It's hard to tell, isn't it?
What?
And they kind of look the same, too.
You know I like you, don't you?
There he is.
Yes. And I hope you like me the way I like you. Yes. I was wondering if.
Where's Tito? Where's Tito when you need him?
He's on the base.
Oh, Michael.
Where's Vincent Price in all this? What are they doing now, Plowsy?
Putting a ring on it.
Did his penis get engaged?
He put it on the middle finger. I'm not quite for sure what that means. Is that a cuck situation? I don't know.
I don't know.
I have something I want to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Michael.
Now
I got a guys.
You say I like guys?
Of course not. That's why I love you. No, I mean I'm different.
Really?
What are you talking about?
Read the papers. She's wearing a poodle dress.
That's fun.
Doug has one of those.
Looks like he's on like a crack bender right now.
Are you all right?
Shut away!
Oh, he's becoming a wolf. Right here, he becomes a wolf. This happened to Michael J. Fox 3 years later, and it wasn't that big of a deal. Matter of fact, he played really good basketball once it happened.
Yeah. All this is searching for a couple of lines of Vincent Price.
He looks like a cat.
Okay, so we're actually listening to this?
This is our show. Why don't you do a search for Vincent Price, and maybe just his section will come up.
No, this is better.
All right. Well, you can see it. We can't even see it.
It's buffered quite
it's
a bit.
You not can to kinda, see it, right?
You can kind of click fast forward there.
Doug, which is better, Vincent Price's performance in this video or Phil Rizzuto in the Meatloaf song?
I like the scooter.
Me too.
Did she get naked in this?
Oh, Iggy.
In the Thriller video? What's going on here?
Monsters are around, and then he's going to dance. Okay? This is what happens when Kelly Chase doesn't call in when he's supposed to.
Talk about we got nothing. This is what we're playing YouTube videos now of songs that are 30 years old.
And the song hasn't even started and won't for like 5 minutes.
Now they're in the theater watching themselves on the screen.
No, I'm enjoying this. Well, I can't watch. Excuse me.
Scrawled in blood. What's it say? See you next Wednesday.
There we go, Doug.
It only took 9 minutes.
Right. And but at least it really works well on radio.
It's only a movie. It's not funny.
All right, Doug, St. Louis.
But yeah, I don't know who she is.
Has the part came up yet, or?
I don't know.
I'm not even sure what I'm looking for.
I just don't know. I'd like to help you.
It's close to midnight. Something evil. I think Vincent Price is toward the end. Is he?
Oh, God.
So we actually stop when he starts singing?
The midnight hour. Oh, there he is.
Close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood. To terrorize y'all's neighborhood.
One rhyme.
And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
was it.
Yeah, Vincent Price.
That was the purpose for
net worth of $5 million.
You'd I don't think
more.
He's with us anymore, is he?
No, I don't think he is.
Be fun to get him on the podcast.
The state tax got him then.
Probably so.
Bobby Magic just texted me and said he lived in his neighborhood growing up and had a very creepy house.
Did he?
Oh, on Halloween.
Oh.
Well, he used emojis, and he did go to MICDS.
Yeah, I thought he did.
Oh, see, we came full circle.
And where did he live? There in Ladue somewhere?
Huntley. For real?
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were kidding.
No. Yeah, I would doubt it.
Because there's no creepy houses in Huntley.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I guess on Halloween, he would make his house creepy. Oh.
And Bobby Magic lived in Huntley.
Mm.
Huh. I'll be darned.
Mm. Well, as you know, I hang in moneyed circles.
Apparently
yes,
so.
Yes, you do.
Apparently
you
so.
You grew up in on Tam Avenue. It's old money.
Huntley's the next step.
It's the natural transition. Guys, this is unquestionably the best show you've ever done. Thank you. That's from the Swing Haven board member.
I think so, Swingsy.
No, it just seems like this whole show was a misstep, except for the people that tried to steal the beer.
Guys, could you do a voiceover of Smooth Criminal in the 9 o'clock hour? Thank you. That'd be fun. Kind of a long video. There also was a lot of walking and creaking in that one, too.
Yeah.
Well, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Annie, are you okay? You okay, Annie? Smooth Criminal.
We could change our format, just play music.
Yeah, and talk over videos.
Right.
It's like what they did with Cheap Seats, the Sklar Brothers.
I like that show.
But theirs was on television, I think.
Yes, it was. And they're also funny. That's the difference.
I understand.
Well, they're talented.
And they were from Parkway North? Is that right?
They went to...
I thought they went to Oakville. Like that guy who liked my beard.
MICDS, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
No, I just made that up.
I really thought it was Oakville.
Well, could have been. That'll give us another 5 minutes, see if we can find that.
Well, we should be in break right now.
Yeah, but we have so much momentum, I hate to break.
Next hour, I'd like to play the scene with Prince and Apollonia in the lake.
Oh, okay.
Where they have a little conversation
any,
about...
Do you have any music videos you want to play? Like, no, Aha, but... Take On Me? There's a cartoon, and he falls in love with a cartoon. Yeah, I always felt like that was inappropriate.
I like the song. Yeah.
I'd like to play the video, the Greg Ken Aha song.
Guys, this show reminds me of Beavis and Butthead. Thanks. That's from In Hoke, no joke.
Doesn't say where the Sklar brothers went to high school on Wikipedia, but they went to Michigan when they were Alpha Epsilon Pi fraternity. That's all I got on that.
Guys, the Sklar brothers went to MICDS, and this show makes my coffee taste better.
Who? Which Sklar brother gave a better performance in that Burger King spot?
Jason.
You know where they're arguing which is the better deal, Doug? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Well, put your dang phone down. Well, we're talking Sklar Brothers up in here.
I think it says they went to Parkway North.
Well, just because a texter said it was...
They grew up in Creve Coeur, played a lot of Nerf hoops.
Mm, and then I wonder why they went to Oakville.
I don't think they would have gone to Oakville if they grew up in Creve Coeur.
Maybe just love the area.
I guess you could pay. You can pay to go to public schools.
You can?
Yeah, it's like $2,000 or $3,000 a year, I think it used to be.
Wow.
Like,
well, that's worth
some
it
people
versus
used to
the,
do that
the private schools.
In Kirkwood, I know if they want to send their kid to Kirkwood and didn't live in the area, you can pay them. Schools have to take your money. That's how it used to work anyway. I don't know if it's still that. Yeah, they're Parkway North, class of 1990.
Oh, and they're younger than us, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah.
I was 94 at what the is their network, University High School. Yeah.
Can you check on that?
Okay.
Because that's how we define people, how many Twitter followers they have and also their net worth. Not their content of their character.
Right.
That's overrated.
Because this is Thriller.
Okay.
If you Tim, sing for a minute thriller, while we get the net worth.
Jason Sklar. There's $3 million for Jason Sklar.
Now, could the other brother have more?
Thriller. Randy Sklar.
Could have maybe gotten what if it, some better mutual funds.
What if it's like $15 million? There's an issue. Something's going on.
Yeah.
It's got to be $3 million. They're twins.
It's got him for $7 million.
Tonight. Boy, I wonder if we should get them on and ask if that has fractured what their kind of relationship. Yeah.
Mario Van Peebles is available tomorrow if we're interested.
Well, we have too much going on.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. He's promoting something.
Oh.
Doug, you were over at the place and you go, God, your lawn is just incredible. I said, oh, thank you. That's Metro Lawn Sprinklers and Landscapes making that happen. 636-936-8243. MetroLawnSprinkler.com. I've only got the sprinkler shooting off once a week now with it being a little cooler.
Have you?
And the lawn is just so dense. And Anna Marie was out there on the new patio built by the great people at TrueCrete. and the young tyke was out there, and all of a sudden the sprinkler starts shooting off. And I go, get inside, woman, you got a new laptop. Get inside.
Really?
I wasn't worried about the young tyke.
No.
Get inside, you got a new laptop, woman.
Right. So the sprinkler is aimed right on the patio proper?
It can sometimes, if there's a little breeze, some of the moisture can
residue.
Shoot.
Residue?
Anything get on the laptop?
No, because I was so quick. Get inside, woman!
That's what you hollered.
That's right. Young Tyke was drenched.
Well, got to take a bath anyway.
636-936-8243. See it for yourself at MetroLawnSprinkler.com. The installation took one day. They came over, one meeting, set the whole thing up. You can run it from your phone. You can program it. You're never worrying about ever having to run around with the hose and a sprinkler again. It's taken care of, and the lawn looks so damn good. There were places around our house on the north side, on the south side. It just wouldn't grow grass. I was like, oh, I guess it's because it doesn't
sound like Tony there from Wouldn't Grow.
Yeah, I mean.
A lot of clay in the soil.
But then the Metro Lawn Sprinklers and Landscapes comes out, and now it's unbelievable. There's grass everywhere is what I would tell you. MetroLawnSprinkler.com. Send your emails in, your thoughts on us playing the Thriller video. Did you like it? Should we play other music videos and talk over them? Could be a new format.
It's easier than actually thinking of something.
Doug, that could be your podcast.
Not a bad idea. Is it legal?
I think.
You'd have to pay. You'd have to pay for the use of the music.
It's just ideally it doesn't get real popular.
Okay, and we don't tell anyone and we just keep doing it.
Right.
That probably goes on all over the country.
Send your emails in. Hot Shots email the day, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning.